I'd like to speak today about a topic that Rav Soloveitchik writes in Ubigashka Misham that it is the most basic principle that is the foundation for all of Torah ethics. Something that the Rishonim make reference to as the key to all of Avodas Hashem. So perhaps it's the most important thing we could talk about the entire year is this concept of the halachta bidrachav. The Torah tells us, "Ushmartem es mitzvos Hashem alokecha lalachas bidrachav v'lira oso." In many locations, Dafkan Sefer Devarim. We know that Sefer Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu's speech to Klal Yisrael, where he's giving chizuk. In at least six different locations, Moshe Rabbeinu uses this phrase. Here's another example: Devarim Perik Yud Yud Beis. The Atzo Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shor Meimach, Ki Im Liras Hashem Elokecha. This is what he wants. He wants you to fear him. Lo Laches Bichol Drachav, La Avoso VeLaAvodes Hashem Elokecha Bichol Avchav Bichol Nafshecha. In six locations: Chesvav, Yud Yud Beis, Yud Tes Tes, Chavav Yud Zayin, and other locations. We're told Lo Laches Bidrachav. There is another formulation. This is in Yud Gimel Hey, the third source in the sheet. Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. What do we learn from these psukim that encourage us to follow the way of Hashem? So I might have thought, and Nitziv writes this in his commentary on the Sifri, I might have thought, Pashtus, what does it mean to go in the drachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To go in the ways that Hashem told you to go, which means to keep the mitzvos and follow the Torah. However, Chazal interpreted this pasuk to not mean to keep the mitzvos. That we know already we're supposed to keep the mitzvos. But that this pasuk teaches us a very, very important principle. Let's see how Chazal formulated it. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Abba Shol Omer, Vi Anvehu, Ze Keli, this is my God, Vi Anvehu. What does that mean, Vi Anvehu? So, Abba Shol, this is Gemara Kuf Lamed Gimel, that's the source for... For what principle? Beautifying a mitzvah. That's right. That's the Gemara, Kuf Lamed Gimel and Shabbos. But there's another opinion that's brought down. And this is the opinion of Abba Shaul, who says, Vi anveyu havi domilo. Be similar. Zekeli, this is my God. Vi anveyu, and be similar to him. Mahu rachum, umahu chanan v'rachum, af ata chanan v'rachum. Abba Shaul learns from this pasuk of Zekeli vi anveyu, that we need to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I realize that's not the pasuk in Devarim that we've quoted yet. We'll get to that pasuk in a second. But how did Abba Shaul say in the words, V'anvehu, that we should try to mimic, to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Right? The source sheet starts with the Matatio Dei, to imitate the divine, to follow after God, to imitate God. Where do you see that in the words, V'anvehu? Where do you see that from? Any suggestions? V'anvehu. This is my God, V'anvehu. Where do you see in there that we should imitate God? Mahu rachum v'chanan af ata rachum v'chanan. So you take a look at Rashi, and Rashi tells us V'anvehu is a contraction of two words. Ani v'hu. Ese atzmi kimoso lidovek bidrachov. Ani v'hu. Anvehu means... There's a identification between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is my God, and I am going to make myself similar to Him. This is the source from Abba Shaul. When we continue, though, in Chazal, we have a Gemara here in Sota and a Sifri in Devarim. I'm going to go through them very, very quickly. We won't read them inside. I'll just make reference to them, but they're two very famous sources. Chazal tell us in two locations, and here we're using some of the other psukim that we saw. So, Amar Rabbi Chama v'Rabbi Chanina, this is the Gemara in Sota and Daf Yudalit. What does it mean in the pasuk? Acharei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu. V'chi efshar lo la'adam la'aloch achar shchina. Can you really follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How am I, a mere mortal, supposed to follow in the ways of somebody who's immortal and beyond understanding and inscrutable and infinite? How can I possibly follow after God's ways? So what does the Gemara tell us? A famous Gemara. La'aloch achar midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have a obligation to follow in the midos, after the midos of Hashem. Mahu malbish arumim? Dechsiv, v'chulei, af atahal beish arum, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu clothes the naked, you also should. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim, af ata biker cholim. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu menachem aveilim, af ata menachem aveilim. Ma'akadosh Baruch Hu mekover meisim, af ata. The Gemara in Sota tells us, how do we fulfill following after God? Following after God means that we look at what God does in the Torah. What does the Torah need to tell us what God does? To instruct us. We see what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and we follow it. So far we've seen Chazal and two Pesukim, which are not our Pesuk of Alahachta V'Drachav. We have the Pesuk of Zeh Keli V'Anvehu, and we have the Pesuk of Acharei Hashem Elokecha Teilechu. Hashem Elokechem Teilechu. Finally we get to the Sifri. And now the Sifri, the Medrash Halacha on Devarim, tells us now on our Pesuk of Lo Leches B'chol Drachav. Elu Hein Drachav Darkei Mokom. So, what are the drachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I would have thought, and here's where the Nitziv comments, if I wouldn't have had this chazal, I would have thought it means to follow the mitzvos. No, we're told. He asks, is it possible for man likari b'shmo shel mokom? Ela nikra mokom rachum, af ata hayarachum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nikra chanun, af ata chanun. Just like Hashem is called a rachum, merciful, so too you should be merciful. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called a chanun, you should also be a chanun. What's the difference between the Gemara in Sota that learns from the Pasuk Ma'acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu and the Sifri in Devarim that learns the Leches B'chol Drachav? What's the difference? Anyone? What's the... One are maisim and one are attributes. Right, excellent. The Gemara in Sota tells us, look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions. He's malbish arumim, he's mevakir cholim, follow his actions. But what does the Pasuk tell us? What does the Sifri tell us? Mahu nikra chanun, af ato chanun. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gracious, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, or is called gracious, is called a rachman, you also should be called a rachman. What's the difference between telling me to do specific actions as opposed to the Sifri, which tells me to follow and to try to be called like God is called? In fact, Rav Soloveitchik was ma'orer that when the Rambam quotes this lahalacha, the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah. In the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvos, he counts as the eighth mitzvah, it's the next source on the sheet, mitzvah ches, shetzivanu lidamos bo yisparach. Hashem commanded us to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes the Pasuk of Alachta B'drachav. But yet, if you continue to read the Rambam here in Sefer HaMitzvos, he doesn't just quote the Pasuk from Devarim of Alachta B'drachav, he also quotes the Drasha from the Sifr, from Sota, on Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. Why does he quote both? We already have a Sifri. The Sifri is a slam dunk. It's great. Lalachas B'chol Drachav, Mahu Nikra Chanun Afata Nikra Chanun, Mahu Nikra Rachum Afata. Why does the Rambam pull into the mitzvah the Gemara from Sota that's on a different pasuk? What is he adding? So Soloveitchik suggests that the Rambam is adding a super important principle. That there's two elements when we want to go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is that we mimic the things that he does. And that's certainly the first step. But that's not the mitzvah. That's put into the... I'm embellishing a little bit. I don't think he formulated it in this way, but I'm using his yesod and saying it in my own terms. The mitzvah is l'leches b'chol drachav, which means to become a rachman. How do you do it? You follow his actions, right? You want to be a great ball player, so you watch great ball players, you watch how they play, and then you go, you figure out a move that he does, and you practice that move, and you keep practicing that move. What's the purpose? That you can be called, oh, you have that pivot move? No, you want to be called a great ball player. So you practice. So lahavdil, the Gemara in Sota tells me, go look at what he does and do it. Mimic it. But the Sifri is telling me something deeper. What's the purpose of mimicking Hashem? To become a Rachman. To mold myself, to change myself. Don't just mimic his actions, but become like God. That's what I want to suggest, that maybe the reason why the mitzvah is from the pasuk in Devarim is because that's where the Sifri learns to become a rachman. That's the ikar ha-mitzvah. How do you do it? Well, that we need the Gemara and Sota for. The Gemara and Sota tells me how to do it. As I believe Aristotle said, to become virtuous, you need to practice virtue. So you practice actions, and eventually that makes you into something. But that's the goal. The goal is to become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I already mentioned in the beginning of this year, and I'll quote it now inside here, the Sefer HaIkrim, I believe it was a Talmud of the Ran. So the Sefer HaIkrim writes, it says in the Torah, V'halachta b'drachav, Nire shehalicha b'darchei Hashem, hi ikr ha'avoda shiyavod b'ha'odam es Hashem. This is the ikr avoda es Hashem. To try to mold your personality to become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not created as Rachmanim. We're not created... I mean, I should be careful how I say that. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us that the essence of a Jew is that he's a Rachman and he's a Baishan. And the Rambam even paskins that, seemingly, that I got it to Gemara, the Rambam paskins it in Mishnah Torah. That if someone does not have the midos of Rachmanos and that he's a Baishan, you should be choshesh on his lineage, that maybe he's not Jewish. Rambam quotes that Gemara, Lahalacha in Mishnah Torah. But naturally, we have different midos, as the Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, and we're not all naturally going to, even though we're programmed, Lemaisa, to be able to act with Rachmanis is sometimes a challenge. And certainly with other midos, like greed and taiva, these are things a person needs to change. Some people like to say, it shouldn't change. Of course you should change. We were created to change. We were created to better ourselves, to make ourselves more perfected versions of how we came out of the womb. That's why we're here. So, our job, and that's what the Sefer Ikram says, Ikra Avoda is for a person to try to make himself like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Lahavdil, if you're a kid and you're trying to become a great ball player, so you have on your wall, you know, I don't know, I would say Michael Jordan, but I'll try to be more up to date, so I'll say like LeBron, although I don't know, for all I know, he's like already 50 years old. So, yeah, I don't know who the big ball player is right now, but if you're a ball player and you're a kid, you're trying to become a great ball player, you have that picture up on the wall because that's what I want to become. There used to be a statement, I want to be like Mike. That was like the advertisements, I don't know, for Nike or for whatever it was, talking about Michael Jordan. Every kid wanted to be like Mike. So Lahavdil, by us, I want to be like God. I see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah. I see the midos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to be like that. That's what I'm striving for. That's my goal. That's what the Sefer Ikram says, Ikra Avoda. The Smag of Moshe Mikutzi, one of the Bali Tosfos, he writes that when he went to the Chachmei Sfard, we know that he at one point in his life left France and he traveled to Spain to try. He knew that in Spain a lot of the Jews were rationalists and they were even not keeping the mitzvahs in the Torah because they were giving rational explanations for the mitzvah. Like, I don't need to put on tefillin. The idea of tefillin is to bind myself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so I could do that without the tefillin. So he went to Spain to try to correct some of their mistaken philosophies and perspectives and to try to inspire people. He traveled to try to inspire people. So he writes here in Mitzvah Zayin that when he went to the Chachmei Sfard and he was speaking in Spain, so that's how he explained the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Da es Elokei Avicha v'avduhu. Know God and serve Him. So what are we referring to? So he says it's referring to this. Know God, search Him out to understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and then avdu, how do you serve Him? By trying to become like Him. That's the ikra avoda of a person. So this is the ideal, and this is like our hakdama. This is the ideal of the halachta bedrachav. We've seen some of the makoros. We've tried to understand about how you get there and what it's all about. What I'd like to do for the remainder of the time that we have together is I'd like to share with you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I don't know if we'll get to all of them, 6 different spheres where we can apply or where people have applied the principle of halachta bedrachav. This is not an exhaustive list, and we could probably speak about each one individually. There's so much to speak about. But I'd like to give you a little bit of a survey and a little bit of a preview. You can look into some of these more on your own if you'd like. I quoted some of the sources. Some of them we'll read inside, some we won't. But I'd like to give you describe to you some of the spheres of where the principle of Halachta B'drachav applies. So I think the classic one, and if you ask the average yeshiva student, what's the principle of Halachta B'drachav? So the basic application of the principle is regarding the moral attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ethical, moral attributes that we find by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Sifri, when it talks about Halachta B'drachav, really only singles out moral things. Being rachum, compassionate. Being chanun, gracious, kind. When we get into that Gemara and Sota that talks about how you do it, so it's lots of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. We can almost categorize them as moral type mitzvos. visiting someone who's sick, burying a person who's passed away. These are our relationship towards other people. And that's certainly the classic application of the halachta bedrachav, specifically when it comes to moral principles. There are some who extend it a little bit further. For instance, the Sefer Charedim was written by one of the contemporary of the Rizal, the Ramak. He lived in Sfat, 1500s. So the Sefer Charedim, he writes there that perhaps the pursuit of peace is included in that. Pursuing peace. I would include this also within our first category of moral principles. In other words, I'm just trying to show you, he extends it beyond what Chazal did. They said Rachum Chanun. He says Shalom. We say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Osa Shalom Bimramov. Kadosh Baruch Hu is some peacemaker in heaven. So the Sefer Charedim says that in light of Imitati Odei, the ideal of trying to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu's behavior, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Osa Shalom Bimromov, so we should try to make Shalom down here. So we should seek out peace like Aaron HaKohen, Oev Shalom Berodev Shalom. So we could extend the category of moral principles, but this would be our first category, the moral qualities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, there are those, and perhaps it's even the implication of the Torah itself, that extend it as well to Kedusha. We know we say in the Parsha, in the Torah, Parsha's Kedoshim. Kedoshim to you, why? Kedoshim to you, ki kadoshani. You should be holy just like I'm holy. This also sounds like mimicking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should be holy because I'm holy. What does it mean, though, that we should be holy like God? How are we supposed to be holy like God? In fact, I believe Chana said in Tfilas Chana, she says, Ein Kadosh Kashem. Right? It's a Shalshela song, but I think originally it was from Tanakh, I think. Ein Kadosh Kashem. There's no holiness like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's holiness. So how are we supposed to be Kadosh? Kadoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani. That we're supposed to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw suggested, and a bunch of people suggest this, that what's unique about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what we call the Mechuyev HaMetzias. We can't get into all the details of that philosophic principle. If you want to look more into it, you can take a look at the Rambam, speaks about it in Sefer Amada, in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, in the beginning of Hilchos Yisori HaTorah. Hashem is the Mechuyev HaMetzias. Mechuyev HaMetzias means He is a necessary existence, as opposed to all of us. We are non-necessary existences. What is that? We have a non-necessary existence. What does that mean? It means that if any one of us, Chas V'Shalom, would disappear from the world would continue. Because the world's existence is not dependent upon us. And therefore, our existence is not necessary. The only exception to that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mechuyev HaMetzias. He is a necessary existence. If He stops to exist, so the world stops to exist. Nothing in existence, everything in existence is totally on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. But His existence is not totally on anything in current existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists even if the world ceases to exist. But if Hashem stops to exist, the world doesn't exist. That's what we call the Mechuyev HaMetzias. And the Jewish philosophers and other theologians speak about this principle, something being the necessary existence. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know Kedusha. If I asked you, you're yeshiva guys, how do you define Kedusha? What's the definition? You're machdish an animal. What gives it its Kedusha? Separateness, because you set it aside. We're an Am Kadosh because we are unique. We're separate. We have our own mission that gives us Kedusha. Kedusha is always when something is unique. If you're a Mekadesh woman, it makes her usher to everything else in the world. She's unique to you. So Kedusha stems from being separate. The ultimate Kadosh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Kadosh Kashem. Because He is so distinct from all of creation that actually nothing in creation is dependent, everything in creation is dependent upon Him, but He's not dependent on anything in creation. He's completely distinct from creation. He doesn't need creation in order to exist. So we can't mimic that completely. But from here we learn, Kedoshim to you, what does Rashi quote? Prushim to you. You should be separate. Shem's the ultimate separate. We can't be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His existence is not dependent on the world. He's the ultimate separate from our world. But we could try, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to separate ourselves from the world. In the sense, not to necessarily become ascetic, but to separate ourselves from what everybody else seems to be drawn after. Prushim from Arayos. Man naturally is homemade Arayos. We could separate ourselves. The Ramban takes it even further. Famous Ramban in Kedoshim. To actually asur on yourself certain things that are mutter. Right? Like you can eat steak for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mahajan steak for breakfast, lunch, dinner. You can do whatever you want. But we're told that a person who eats steak morning, afternoon, and night, after a while, you become a glutton. It's mutter, it's all, it's mahadrin. It's not even mutter, it's mahadrin. But that's not a mahadrin lifestyle. The Rambam says, for a person, even when a person's wife is mutter to him, but every single second, there's a certain level of behavior. That we don't just indulge in things because they're allowed. That's what the Ramban refers to as novel brishas HaTorah. Something could be brishas HaTorah and it's still disgusting. Because whenever anything is taken to an extreme, whether it's relationship between a husband and wife, whether it's eating, anything, even if it's mutter, there's a time and a place that's appropriate. And if something is done out of that context, even if it's not usher, so that would be lacking in Kedusha. So what does it mean that we should be Kadosh just like Hashem is Kadosh? Just like Hashem is beyond our world and doesn't need our world in order to exist, we have to approach life from a certain perspective where we're able to separate ourselves for Kedusha and to live a way where we don't need everything that goes on in the world. The third realm, I'll give a very brief 45-second introduction about Rav Soloveitchik. Because for Rav Soloveitchik, as I said already, Rav Soloveitchik took the concept of Imitatio Dei and ran with it and wrote in Ubikashta Misham, he writes in Shirim Lezecha Avi Mori, that this is the foundational principle to all of Jewish ethics. All of Jewish ethics is driven by this idea that man was created B'Tzelem Elokim, and therefore not only must I be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not only can I, but I must. It's part of my obligation of being created B'Tzelem Elokim, is that I can be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rav spoke often, and writes often, about a very specific area of human activity which he links to this idea of Imitatio Dei. And it's not the moral principles, those are true also. It's not the idea of Kedusha, but it's the idea of creativity. The Ramban writes that man's greatest ability, what highlights his Tzelem Elokim, is his creative ability. His ability to create things. Now, the Rav is not the first one to say this. The Nefesh HaChaim, in the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, speaks about how man was given by God a tremendous ability to create worlds, to impact the worlds. But that's a very mystical perspective on it. The Rav took this and spoke about it in a very real sense. Talmud Torah. Man's ability to be creative in Talmud Torah, to be mechadesh, and just to be creative even in the secular sphere, to create, to progress. The whole idea of Mola Arts V'Kivshuha, technological advances, medical advances, all of this reflects the Tzelem Elokim, our ability to create. Because who's the ultimate creator? The one who created Yesh Me'ayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to us, Vayipach Ba'apa of Nishmas Chayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Tzelem Elokim, that gave us the ability to be creative. And therefore the Rav saw creativity as the greatest manifestation of Mahu Afata. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, we call him the Borei Olam, he's a creator, well, I can also be creative. And if a person loses their creativity, so they're losing their identity. Because that's who we are. That's our Tzelem Elokim. That's our mission, to be creative. Interestingly, Rav Kook writes the same thing in Orot HaKodesh, in Chelek Aleph of Orot HaKodesh, when he's speaking about man's highest quality, he speaks about man's ability to l'chadesh. It reflects recreating yourself through tshuva, for instance, but also for man to be able to be creative. Okay, so that was our third application. Midos and morals, holiness, to be a cut above, to not do what everybody else does, but to seek to live a deeper existence. And number three is the ability to be creative. The fourth one is one that really, really speaks to me very, very much. And it has to do with a very interesting pasuk in the Torah. The Torah tells us in Parshas Hazinu, Re'u ata, this is Hashem speaking, Ki ani, anihu, ve'ein elokim imadi. I am I, and there's no one like me. So what does that mean, I am I? That's Hashem's introduction to us in Hazinu. That's how he introduces himself. I am I, and there's nobody like me. So Rav Zevin, in his Sefer L'Toru L'Moadim, I put it on the source sheet here. You should read it if you get a chance, if it speaks to you. It's a really beautiful idea. I think we actually spoke about it this morning in Pirkei Avos. Rav Zevin writes that so many people define themselves by everybody else. I choose to dress this way. I get these glasses because of that person or because of this person, because that's what's in. This is how you dress. This is how you talk. Right? Like the sushi phenomenon or the golfing phenomenon. Whatever happens to be the fad right now, tight pants we spoke about this morning, right? The tight pants phenomenon. Why did that become popular? Because what do you mean? That's what they wear on television. That's how I... Why do you get your hair cut the way you get your hair cut? Where are you getting that from? We define ourselves by what we see in the culture around us. How many of us define ourselves by honestly looking at ourselves about who we need to be? And how many of us define ourselves by what we see around us? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obviously the ultimate being that defines himself by what he is and not by what others are. And that, Reb Zevin suggests, is the pshat in the pasuk. Re'u! Ani, ani. I am I. And he quotes this famous saying from the Kutzker. I put it on the source sheet for you in English. Let's see if we can get pshat. If I am I, because I am I, and you are you, because you are you, then I am I and you are you. But if I am I, because you are you, and you are you because I am I, then I'm not I and you're not you. Right? It's a very deep teaching. If I'm myself because of what you are, so I look at you, right? We gave the mashal this morning of the dog, who it looks like the master, the dog is running ahead of the dog's running ahead of the master. It looks like the dog is leading the master, but every time the master turns, so the dog like runs and catches up to go in front of him. The dog looks like he's in front, but he's always looking back to see which way the master is going. He's not really leading. A lot of times we think like we're deciding, we're leading. But we're really looking over our shoulder to see how everybody else is reacting, how everybody else is acting, and then we adjust accordingly. Exactly. Thank you for providing the words for me. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. He says, "I am I." He's the ultimate person who is self-defining, and that Rav Zevin says, perhaps the very end of it, you'll see. He says, "Ula yitachein lomar." This is also a kim of mahu afata. This is something that we're supposed to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu defines himself based on himself, not based on other people. And that's, I think, a very, very powerful teaching. That another kiyum of Mahu Afata. Okay, number five. Very interesting hakdama of Rav Shimon Shkop to the Shari Yosher. We know that the Ramchal writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to be Meitiv. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? The big philosophic question. So the Rambam says we don't know. And the truth is, the Rambam's right. We don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Ramchal writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order to be meitiv, to do good to other people. He didn't need to create the world. Creating the world was just a gift to us. Because l'chora, he was fine without creating the world. He doesn't need anything to become good. Once Hashem created the world, and I know we have a concept, Ein Melech Belo Am, so it's a concept that has to be discussed. But certainly it's almost blasphemous, or it is blasphemous, to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to create a world in order to be perfect. He's perfect on his own. But the Ramchal writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be meitiv. And that's true. Once we have a world, we can look at it and we can see that the world exists and it is meitiv to us. But the Rambam's right. We don't really know why Hashem needed to be meitiv or why he decided to create a world that would be one that is meitiv to us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creating of a world was in order to give to us. And based on this principle, Rav Shimon Shkop says a tremendous thing. He says, I mean, you have to read it. It's so moving. Yisbarach habori v'yis'ala hayotzer that created us b'tzalmo u'b'dmus tavniso v'chayi olam nata b'sochenu. Why did he do this? Lehetiv imzulosenu. He gave us life in order so that we could help others. Liyachad u'l'rabim behove u'b'asid b'dmus habori. Just like Hashem. Just like Hashem is dedicated, again, it's a funny thing to say that God's life is dedicated to helping, because what does that mean, his life? But how we relate to God, is that he is a being that is meitiv and gives. So too, that's what we need to do. Kol ma shebara v'yotzer ha'yir ritzonius baruch rak lehetiv im anivroim. Kein ritzono. So just like Hashem is all about giving to us, he's the source of bracha, so too it was his divine will. Shenaloch b'drachav, that we should follow in his ways. As we're told, v'halachta b'drachav. Haynu sh'niyeh nachnu b'chiri yitzurov, and our magama, our focus should always be lahakdish kochosenu hagufanim v'aruchanim. We should always be thinking about how to dedicate our physical and our spiritual qualities l'tovas harabim. Tremendous statement. You think in yeshiva to grow, to become a big talmid chacham, to learn a lot. Shimon Shkop says you were created to help other people. Someone comes and asks you for help, pshat in a tosvos. Of course you should be helping him. It's why you exist, to help another person, both beguf and beruach. Whether it's to help somebody physically. Quote, I heard B'Shem Rav Twersky, that he said that if a person's learning the Beis Medrash, and an opportunity for chesed presents itself, and the halacha is, let's say it's Eif Shalas Sosayadei Echeirim, and the halacha dictates that you should go out and help someone, so you shouldn't be doing it and saying, all right, I guess I have to stop learning to help someone. If the Ratzon Hashem right now, which is Nikba based on halacha, if the halacha is I should be going out and helping someone, I should be going out and helping him with the same Islavos that I come into the Beis Medrash to learn. Because I'm fulfilling the Ratzon Abore. And the Ratzon Abore is, says Rav Shimon in the Hakdama to Shari Yosher, to be mative to other people, to help other people. Ula Daiti, calling in Zenich, Lav Mitzvahs Kedoshim to you. This sums up the entire purpose of our existence. Shkip Rini has a very beautiful idea because he talks about how everybody is focused on the ani. Everyone's focused on themselves. But as a person develops in their Avodas Hashem, they still stay focused on themselves. It's just that the ani broadens. So right now, I'm pretty self-centered, so the ani is just me. But then I get married, and the ani is not just me, it's me and my wife. And as I have children, so it's not just me and my wife, it's me and my wife and my children. And as a person develops as a ben Torah, so the ani starts to mean his chaverim, his chavrusas, his cheer, his yeshiva, his community, Klal Yisrael, all of mankind. The ani expands until I am still trying to help myself. But I realize that myself is so much broader than I thought originally. It's a beautiful ending to the piece here. But the basic yisod that he says, that this is a kiyum of alachta b'drachov, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, again, in this world, we don't know, Hashem exists so beyond this world, but how we see Him, how we relate to Him, is all about giving and showering others with bounty. So to be mekayim this idea of alachta b'drachov, we too have to see that as our goal. Okay, five. That's been five definitions. The last one is the one that perhaps seems to be the simplest, but I'd like to, with the few minutes that we have remaining, try to infuse some what I think is a very deep perspective into this Sefer Yerayim. The Sefer Yerayim, one of the Bali Tosfos, Eliezer of Metz, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. So he also has Sefer HaMitzvos, like others, like the Rambam has Sefer HaMitzvos. He's basically a contemporary of Rabbeinu Tam, lived probably a little bit after him. So, the Sefer Yerayim, I said the Rebbe, I'm talking about the Rambam. So, the Sefer Yerayim quotes as a mitzvah, Lalechas bedarchei hamakom. Okay, what does that mean? So you'll notice he seemingly does not quote our Chazals. Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Lalechas bedarchei hamitzvos. To follow the mitzvos. Dichsiv, Ushmartas mitzvos Hashem Elokech v'alachta bedrachav. V'afa pisha alkom mitzvah mitzvah nemar asei bimkoma. What do you mean? Every mitzvah already is an asei. What do we need another asei to tell us to do the mitzvahs? We already have an asei for each mitzvah. Put on tzitzis. Okay, we have an asei for tzitzis. Put on tefillin. We have an asei. Why is there a mitzvah of leches bedarchei hamakom? So he says, hosif lo'akasav asei achar lekabel schar. We get an extra mitzvah. So it could be that this is just a very simple, pashut reading of the pasuk. Halachta bedrachav just means to follow the mitzvahs. It's not about imitati odei. This is the Poshet Pshat, without Chazal. But I would like to suggest that perhaps there's something very, very deep going on in the Sefer Yerayim. And whether the application to the Yerayim is correct, I can't promise. But the Yesod that I'm going to tell you, I think, is definitely correct. How could it be mimicking HaKadosh Baruch Hu by keeping all the mitzvos? So we know, Tumunas Hashem Yabit, the Torah is, the Chafetz Chaim tells us, it's like a tmuna, it's like a photograph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban writes in his Hakdama to Bereishis that the whole Torah is Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as Chazal tells us in Avos Rabbi Nosson and in the Sifri also, I believe, if a person wants to know Daito Shel Makom, There's a slight variance in how it's worded in the Avos de Rabbi Nosson and in the Sifri, but the basic idea, if you want to be Yodea Daito Shel Makom, you want to know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks, you want to see his perspective, you want to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so learn Torah. Understand the mitzvos. Rav Chaim Vital writes, and it's brought down by others as well, that every mitzvah in the Torah is connected to another limb of the body. There are 248, the Zohar quotes, there are 248 Evarim, 365 Gidin. That makes up a person's skeletal structure or is an anatomical structure. So the 248 and the 365, the 248 are the Evarim, the 365 are the Gidin. And every mitzvah is connected to another part of the body. And every mitzvah brings a certain tikkun to the body. What does that mean? What's Rav Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal, trying to teach us? So we speak about the neshama often. And a lot of times we don't know what exactly the neshama means. One of the things that the neshama means is the neshama is a mechanism. It is a kli within a person that is able to receive elokus. Right now there are radio waves in the room. You might not see them. I don't see them either. You wouldn't even know that they were there, except that you've had experience with radios before. And sure enough, if you had the right kli, the right mechanism that could pick up the radio waves, so we would be able to hear radio. We turn it on, open the antenna, we'd be able to pick up the radio waves. There is elokus in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, divinity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers the world and you with divinity. But if you don't have a receptacle that can take it, so you don't, it doesn't have a way to express itself. The neshama is a kli inside you that is like the radio antenna, that is able to receive and house within you elokus. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us when he was Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim. The neshama that he gave us was a place, a landing pad within our physical bodies where we can receive elokus, godliness. And that lechora is what, on a most pashut level, because I don't know much about these things, but on the most pashut level, this is what Rav Chaim Vital means. Then he says every mitzvah is keneged another part of the body. It means that every mitzvah is our tool to drag, once we have a neshama, how do we pull down the elokus into ourselves? How do we make ourselves more holy? How do we make ourselves more divine? We do the mitzvah Hashem. So how do the mitzvah Hashem make us more godly? So every mitzvah is connected to another part of our body. And every mitzvah draws down into that part of the body elokus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person fulfills the mitzvos, this perhaps is the most literal translation of Imitati Odei. Not just to mimic HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to actually become godly. Every mitzvah a person does is perhaps what the Yoreim is suggesting. Every mitzvah that a person does brings down elokus into another part of his body. If you take a look at the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, so he speaks about how every element of Torah is metaking a different person, a part of a person's body. Kodshim and Taharos and Nashim and Ezekim, each one elevates another part of a person. If the words like elokus start getting scary, like, okay, I don't know what he's talking about, we could just talk about elevating ourselves spiritually. Every mitzvah is connected to another part of our body, and every mitzvah elevates another part of us. And when a person goes and does all the mitzvos, so he has elevated his entire body, his entire essence, and made it more godly. The Torah is Shmos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is our instruction manual, how to be godly. And when we go out and we do the mitzvos, we are literally mimicking HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we are making ourselves more divine. So just to summarize and to end, we saw this hard to exaggerate how important, how central this idea of imitati odei v'halachta b'drachav is. There are some who don't count. This is like, you're going to say like, okay, obviously you're going in this direction. There are some who don't count v'halachta b'drachav as a mitzvah. Barur, that the only reason they're not counting it as a mitzvah is because it's a meta mitzvah. Right? It's like the Bahag Rambam that we like to quote about believing in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no debate. It's poshut that Balachta B'drachav is super central. Is it a mitzvah or a meta mitzvah? Okay, we can leave that up to the Monei HaMitzvos to argue. But the halachta bedrachav, we've seen the sources for it. We've seen how the sources are understood by Chazal. And what we saw are six different perspectives on where the halachta bedrachav is applied. The classic is for moral behavior, as is mashman Chazal, moral behavior. But we saw in addition to that, kedusha, to separate ourselves, to not just do what everyone else does, but to try to live a cut above everybody else and to really seek to live a deeper existence. The idea of creativity that Rav Soloveitchik speaks about. The idea of self-definition that Rav Zevin speaks about. To define ourselves based on ourselves and not based on others. To be klal-oriented, as Rav Shimon Shkup mentions. And then this last idea, that by doing the mitzvot, we actually bring a spiritual elevation to ourselves and we draw into ourselves kedusha. Kadishenu b'mitzvosecha. We actually make ourselves pure and holy like HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing the mitzvot. So Hashem should help all of us that we should always look towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be like God. We should always have that perspective. I want to try to be as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as I possibly can. And through this, we should all be zocha to live deep, spiritually elevated lives. Have a great evening.